the first civil trial that could hold a pharmaceutical company accountable for the opioid crisis, wrapped up its first week in Oklahoma. The state is accusing the drug giant Johnson & Johnson of downplaying their product's risks of addiction, as Jackie Fortier of State Impact Oklahoma reports.
In his opening remarks Tuesday, Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter didn't mince words.
They embarked on a cynical, deceitful, multi-million-dollar brainwashing campaign to establish opioid analgesics as the magic drug.
The state's lawsuit says that campaign by Johnson & Johnson drove up sales of powerful painkillers, leading to addiction and death. Johnson & Johnson pushed back hard. Their lawyers argued that opioids are legal drugs and blamed the state for not effectively monitoring the prescribing habits of physicians. Here's their lead attorney, Larry Ottaway, reading from a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report.
States, as regulators of healthcare practice, have the responsibility and authority to monitor and correct inappropriate and illegal prescribing.
Ottaway said Oklahoma couldn't tie any deaths directly to the company's products. He said that the company's goal was to help patients.
Serious chronic pain is a soul-stealing, life-robbing thief.
Oklahoma's lawyers grilled Johnson & Johnson's corporate representative, Kimberly Deem Eshelman, for days on the stand, asking her about thousands of sales calls that drug representatives made on Oklahoma doctors.
You wanted to make more money.
We are a for-profit organization, company, yes.
You bet.
The state says those misleading sales tactics created a public nuisance that puts the defendant on the hook for social costs tied to the epidemic. The courtroom heard emotional testimony from Craig Box. His son, Austin Box, a former University of Oklahoma football player, died in 2011 after becoming addicted to opioids following a sports injury.
We heard from so many parents across.
Box stopped to collect himself while speaking of his son's death.
That have lost children in similar circumstances, the same story as us, had no idea, had no clue.
The Oklahoma case sets the stage for about 2,000 other civil lawsuits around the country trying to hold the opioid companies accountable. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Fortier in Norman, Oklahoma.